Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Bonded Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzikit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. This is your show. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. And you, if you listen on the radio, don't touch that dial. That's right. Don't touch that dial. Because we've got a show for you tonight. And if you want to know what kind of show this is, well, let's just say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. Welcome aboard. And maybe you'll even call us up. Whether you're sighted, whether you're blind, you're more than welcome to call us up. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. But before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean unbelievable wife, Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody. Wow. Full house tonight. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to our show. And it is the 17th of January, 2021. And we're happy to have you with us in your home.
And that was my co-host, Lynn Golder. And that from there, I go to my other co-host. And he's about 50 miles away in his home. His name is Dave. Big Dave, I call him. David Hildebrand. Dave, are you there, Dave?
Good evening. I am here. Happy New Year, everybody, and it's good to be back. I miss you guys.
Hi, Dave. We miss
Hi.
And we have a couple guest hosts here with us all the way from Colorado. That's right. The couple of the Matthews, Mrs. Judy Matthews, and her husband, Casey Matthews. Are you there, folks?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Happy New Year from Colorado Springs.
It's Colorado Springs there.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy to be here.
And in the studios in Orlando, pushing all the right dials, I hope, because we are on the radio. His name is Chris Shaw. He's the producer. He's the engineer. And without him, we don't have a show. Chris, are you there pushing all those right buttons?
I'm right here. Celebrating a whole month of a birthday party. Happy birthday to Sheila Young. And happy birthday to Chris Shaw.
Happy birthday.
We're just going to say happy birthday. You just took it away from us.
You stole my line.
You stole Lynn's line. She's going to wish you happy birthday.
Speaking of lines, let me do my shout out. And guess what? Early happy birthday to Chris! Exclamation point.
Yes.
You took my line. Well, happy early happy birthday. Big hug and a kiss.
Oh, likewise. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Harriet in New York City. Thank you, Harriet. We love you and we're so happy you're listening. And also, I have a shout out and a good luck to Kelly James, our dear friend Kelly, that's been listening to us since we go way back.
Way back.
2012.
And she's moving to Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
Say
her
what?
Friend, her partner, her boyfriend, yes. Yes, she is. So she's moving.
She's moving.
Okay, moving, Kelly, yeah. I don't know. Kelly didn't get permission. Now, hold on. Kelly.
Okay. So, David, do you have a shout-out or two?
Yes, I'll try to limit my shout-out, but I've got a couple for sure. A big, big happy birthday to my friend Neville French, who celebrated 90 years yesterday.
Wow, happy birthday, Neville.
And to my buddy, Terry Lake, get well soon.
Absolutely.
And my niece just celebrated a birthday. And by the way, my wife, Brenda's in the studio.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, Brenda.
Hey,
happy birthday.
Oh,
Miss Brenda.
Hey.
Yes, and warm greetings. I have to step in and say hi to Casey and most definitely Judy. And if I don't want to get Keith all riled up, but we sure miss you guys.
Oh, we miss you guys.
He
perked his ears up when he heard his name. He's there. You go. Well, thank you, Brenda, and happy New Year. So we're going to go to Chris. Judy and Casey, do you have any shout outs?
Do you have any shout outs, Judy and Casey?
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my friend Aaron Butte, who's listening for the first time today. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, hey, Aaron.
Where does Aaron live?
She's in Orlando.
Okay. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Okie dokie. So, Chris.
Okay.
I'm putting you on the spot. It's your turn.
All right. So, here's the one thing that I do love about the month of January.
January holds the month, the birthday. January the 15th is the actual birthday of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But here's a fun fact a lot of people probably know and a lot of people don't know, and some people that's going to know tonight. It wasn't until the early 80s that the United States had declared that the third Monday of every January would be a national holiday in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for what he has done during the civil rights movement and how he tried to bring peace among men of all ages, shapes, and sizes. That's just a little bit of fact that I want to give out to you about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that we celebrate this weekend to remember him for what he has done, what he stood for, and how we as a unit of people can come together to work together and to love one another.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
I knew you would sum it up very nicely.
He's always got just the right words, doesn't he?
He does. Michael, do you want to remind everybody?
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back from the break. We'll be talking to Sunuban. Mm-hmm. And listen, folks, if you want to call in and ask any questions about Sunuban, only call in if you want to talk to them this time. So if you want to talk to them when we come back, you're more than welcome. But only call in and we want to talk to Sunuban. And okay? You're more than welcome. When they're not on, you're more than welcome to call in to discuss anything else.
Maybe we should give out the number.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We're going to break, and we'll be back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out.
They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday's scariest CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday's Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond.
And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40. And receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. Yes, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. And listen, folks, the phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, 407-894-1680. And folks, any part of this show that you missed today or any show in the past, don't forget to look up our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn, you're up.
Okie dokie. Well, it's our pleasure to welcome for the first time our first guest caller tonight. And he's calling in all the way from Mexico, and we'll let him tell you exactly where in Mexico. And we're welcoming Marco Trujillo, and Marco is the CEO of Sunu Band. Welcome, Marco.
Welcome. Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome so much. So tell everybody where exactly the name of the city. Is it Guadalajara? I'm not saying it correctly.
Yes, it is Guadalajara. Mm-hmm. It's a city that smells like humid water. That's what we say here. So it's the southwest part of the country.
I see. Well, we're very happy to have you, and we're anxious to learn
more about Sunu Band.
What is Sunu Band, and how does it work? And then we'll take it from there.
Thank you so much. We are an assistive technology company. We are developing technology that can be used to provided as much solutions as possible in terms of navigation. And the Sunovan is just that, the first smart mobility aid that has that we ship, and actually the first one in the market. So what it does, it's basically a bracelet, has a couple buttons and touchpad on top, and it has a sonar sensor that is catching obstacles around a user and delivering vibrations to tell the user in real time where these obstacles are coming from.
Marco, does it come with a mobile app for people that would like to monitor it from their phone?
Sure. So the way it works, it can work standalone and provide only vibratory feedback, mm-hmm. but it can also be paired to your phone. And we have a free mobile app, and from the app, we unlock a broader potential of the SUNY band. So, for example, from the app, you can, first of all, adjust the way the SUNY band works. So as I was saying, it has a sonar sensor. It helps you, like, catch obstacles, move along lines, navigate different types of scenarios. But let's say you are in a very crowded scenario, like probably a supermarket or tianguis, like we call them here. You can adjust the range to be shorter, and you can adjust like the area of detection to be narrower, and that will make it easier to navigate, like finding gaps or how to move around the crowd and so on. It's great for social distance as well, because we can precisely tell proximity, so it's good to tell you. And there are many more enhancements that we are adding to the core, so within the next weeks, we are going to have some features for texture detection. So now the user can tell only from the vibratory feedback, like what kind of object it is, if it is too hard or if it is softer, like a person or a wall, for example.
Marco, I'm going to invite our guest co-host to jump in here. And I happen to be sighted. Michael is blind, and our guest co-hosts are all blind, so I'm going to let them jump in.
Judy, if you'd like to ask any questions, you're more than welcome.
Please.
And let me tell this to the audience. If you folks would like to call and ask any questions, feel free. If you want to call in, now's the time to call in, but only call in if you're going to ask about questions relevant to Sunovan. Right. Right. Judy, you're up first. You can ask any questions like Judy.
Dave has questions.
Then Dave.
Well, I don't have any questions at the moment. Maybe a little bit later on.
Okay, that's fine. Dave?
I definitely have got...
I knew it.
I'm going to put you on the spot there for sure, Marco. No, this sounds like an amazing product, and especially as far as the social distancing in lines I was noticing is really intriguing. I can see how you could tell that real time by the vibrations if someone... And I've been in that same situation where I don't have a guide dog with a cane, and I'm standing in line. Someone moves, and it's embarrassing. For one thing, you're standing there while the line's moving on. But my question is for the practical use, you have this bracelet with the sensor. So if you're kind of, so to speak, looking around, do you tilt your wrist one direction or another or do you typically... For the normal operation, do you leave your hand in a specific formation to catch everything?
Okay, great question, Evan. So basically, it's a totally different aid. It's not like your cane in the sense that the cane you need to be sweeping it from side to side.
Right.
To scan your whole front, but the Sunovan is more like on a scenario basis. So in this case, it is very discreet, first of all. So you don't need to wave your hand in weird ways or anything. Just lay your hand down in its natural position. And the sonar sensor is naturally scanning the front. And if you turn your wrist slightly to rev and light, you'll feel the vibration feedback telling you how those sites are looking, how crowded they are. So in the case of moving in a line, for example, if you leave your hand down, you should feel the person in front of you. If you're not feeling any vibration, any pulse, then it means that you're probably not aiming towards a person. So you probably need to adjust your wrist just by turning, scanning. And the moment you feel a vibration, it's probably because the person is in that spot.
Right.
So then you'll feel a constant vibration. It's like a pulsing vibration. Mm-hmm. So if the pulse is getting faster, it means that this person is approaching or you're approaching to the person.
Right.
But if the pace is going slower...
You can figure out exactly how far away they are after a while by how intense the vibration is.
Exactly, and it's actually in real time. So the Suniman is catching obstacles at 30 frames per second. So it's basically the same speed that a human eye has. So it can detect anything happening, passing by fast in front of you.
Now, what about?
Sorry, I was going to ask him to describe it to people. It's more like a band, a wristband, Dave.
Right.
Rubber? Is it like a rubber?
Like a wristwatch.
Like a wristwatch rubber band?
Yeah, it's basically like a rubber band, pretty much like a Fitbit, I would say.
Yeah, that's what I would say, yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, Dave.
But I would like to ask, in reference to this line, if I went to the bank and I'm standing in line, let's say I'm argument's sake, I get there and I'm 10th in line. Okay, so I'm standing behind 9 other people. Would this band tell me when the people are moving? It tells me that they're moving. The vibration will tell me they're moving.
Exactly.
Yep.
It will tell you they're moving forward, and then as you'll feel the vibrations are less intense because they are moving away from you. Then while you're reaching out to them again, you'll feel the vibration increasing up again, so you can keep a safe distance at a level of vibration that you feel comfortable.
Dave, you had a question?
Yeah, I'm picturing using this device also for something like shorelining, where you know if you're walking along a wall and you're looking for an opening, something like this would be able to detect that opening too, right?
Totally, it helps you shoreline like in a building, find open doors, find a space between people where you can go, but it depending on how you adjust it, like for indoor or outdoor scenarios, you can also be very sensible to catch those tiny tree branches or anything that can be a hazard for your head. Mm-hmm. Open staircase, those kind of things.
Casey, do you have any questions?
Actually, I had one. Marco, can you describe the difference between the indoor and the outdoor mode?
Sure. So... The indoor, there's two modes, but you can actually adjust them later on if you wish more customizability. But the indoor mode, let's say it's shorter range, so it's probably, you can adjust that, let's say, to 8 feet, 10 feet, and then the area of detection is narrow. So if you think of it like a flashlight, the cone is more narrow, so it's easier to find those gaps. And for the outdoor mode, the range goes up to 15 feet, and then the area of detection is very wide, so it makes it easy to find anything obstacle around you, just to be more aware of what could be a potential obstacle in your way.
Okay, thank you.
Our audience, if you want to call in, now's the time, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680, if you'd like to speak to Marco about Suniban.
Marco, if anybody has a question as to the fit, it's adjustable, correct?
It is adjustable. It's like a watch strap, basically.
Right.
And you were asking about the app. App, the Suniban has many more sensors embedded into it. So, for example, besides detecting obstacles, it also can tell you which direction you're pointing. So we have gestures. Let's say you double tap, and then you point around, and when you're pointing, you can be triggering one of three apps. So one is a compass, so you can tell like what cardinal direction are you pointing towards, which is very useful for many people. ONMs like this. But also, let's say places, so you can find places nearby just by pointing, and whatever you're pointing towards is going to tell you what places are in that direction. So it's like businesses around you, and we're taking everything from Google Maps.
Wow.
Okay, we have a question calling in from Orlando, Florida. Gary, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Orlando, are you there?
Yes, it's me. It's Gary.
Hi,
okay, Gary.
Gary. You have a question?
Hi, Gary. Yeah, I have a quick question. Hi, I want to know, let this gentleman know that I'm a veteran. and I get most of my equipment through the VA. Is this been offered to the VA yet?
Yes. We are probably not working with all VA in all states, but we're working with most of them. So yeah, please ask to your VA. We most likely are going to have it for you.
Well, Gary, well,
thank
the VA
you.
In our
thank you very much.
Yeah. Florida.
Have a good day.
Florida. Thank you, Gary. Anybody else call in now?
That'd be cool if Gary could get one of those things. I bet you
wow.
could use.
Yeah, it really would. Let's see. What about the batteries? It has a rechargeable battery?
Sure. It is rechargeable. It charges from underneath. It has like a micro USB port. And it lasts for a couple days, usually. Wow. So you can charge it overnight for a full day with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what else? There's one very interesting feature that we're launching by the end of this month. It's called the hand pointing streets. So basically, you know, sometimes like maps are not very accessible because of their visual format. So this is a way you can tell which streets are around you or which streets are following just by pointing around.
So if you just point around, it will tell you the name of the street?
Yep, pretty much.
Wow. That's cool, David.
That would be quite handy. I could
it really is.
I have a question. Is there any such thing if I want to take a walk and I take a walk down the street? Then the question is, I have to remember, of course, which way I'm going.
Well, it has a compass.
Oh, it does have a compass?
Oh, no, wait, you don't use a smartphone, so
no,
it wouldn't work.
I don't use a smartphone.
Yeah. Well,
because I'll never forget, I was getting out of a hotel once, and I had to go to the car, because I'm blind, I went in the wrong direction, and I got lost.
We have another caller, Eugene from Clearwater calling in.
Alexa, pause.
So I don't know.
Either Eugene.
Michael, because you don't have an
app. Hey, how you doing, Lynn, Mike?
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Welcome. Happy New Year, Eugene.
Yeah, I just got in on the conversation here just a minute ago. Does that work in conjunction with your smartphone?
Yes.
All right.
But you
don't have to have a smartphone to use it.
Oh, it's only.
You don't have to. Mm-hmm.
Marco, are you there?
Yes, I was saying that you don't have to have a smartphone in order to use it. But if you have a smartphone with you, you can pair and then you unlock all these GPS features, like the hand pointing things I were mentioning, and also simple navigation, or the Explorer, like finding places around you and start navigation. Like all of those features are unlocked from the app. And anyways, you can download our app as well and use it. And then if you like it, you can also pair it to your Sunovan once you have it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Marco, why don't you tell everybody, well, I know they can go to our website and click on Sunovan, but tell everybody quickly how they can, order, what the logistics are, and about the discount.
Sure. So you can find more about us at our website. That's sunu.com, so sunu.com. You're going to order from there. And we have a discount for this month. It's a $40 discount. So you just have to put beyond 40 in the discount code.
Beyond 40. Mm-hmm.
That's
also go to our sponsor page, and your logo is there, and they can click on the logo or the button underneath it.
So this month they get a 40% discount?
No, $40.
Oh, $40.
$40. Yeah. Okie dokie. Well, thank you, Marco, for calling in all the way from Mexico. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for telling us about Sunovan.
Marco, it sounds like a really cool device, and I'm actually going to check one out myself. Honestly, it sounds like it would be very helpful.
Especially with the social distancing.
Sure.
That's unbelievable.
Let us know. And of course, we're going to be happy to have you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back. We'll have to have you back.
We look forward to having you back soon. And you stay well down there.
Stay well. Be safe. Be safe.
Thank you. Yeah, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, we're back. I think we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I think Michael and Lynn have dropped off somewhere. I'm not sure where they are, but hopefully.
Oh, we're here. It's like they do on CNN.
Oh, yeah, because I was sure about to pick up and be like, hey, where'd you go?
Here, I'm talking. My wife muted me. My wife muted me like always.
I have the controls. I can mute it.
Oh, so she got
the phone. And here I made a whole thing telling everybody how you won $1 million. And here I was muted. See this?
David,
listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio show. And my wife muted me. What can I say? This is a real show. What can I tell you?
And Dave was like, well, I guess we're back.
We're back. I can't believe it.
Oh, so tell what you said about the call.
What I said was that people are missing. Those callers are calling in right now for Superman. You have to wait. Or you can write to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll talk about it.
Or just go to the website.
Or you can just go to the website, contact them, or wait till he'll be back next month. We'll talk more about Superman.
That sounds like
a great product. Great product. Right now, we're going to go to trivia time.
Dave's
trivia. Dave, you're up with your trivia. 407-894-1680.
Well,
Dave, you're up.
You can always count on unusual trivia from me.
Yeah.
And yes, I say that proudly, folks. But always somebody comes and bails me out. So rather than a song. This is from an old TV show.
Don't give it away.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it away now. Yeah, that's right. No, I'm not going to give it away. Anyway, so it's a, I just want to know, what's the name of the TV show? And, also,
oh, you changed your mind, Dave?
Well,
that was hard what you wanted to do.
Yeah, you know, actually, if someone guesses it really quickly, if we've got an extra, I can add an extra trivia to an extra twist to this to this question.
I'll throw it out there.
Yeah, just good enough is the if we could at least find out what the name of the show is, and the in line with our friend Judy, I'm going to say what's the name of the dog in this show for Keats.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, I'd like to also know the name of the dog. We could probably get you an extra prize if you can name the show and the dog. So let her rip, Mr.
407-894-1680.
That was it.
So I'm going to call in for this trivia, 407-894-1680. The question is, what's the name of the show, and what's the name of the dog? Hopefully, I don't know it.
Desiree probably would know it.
Even though Judy and Casey are younger,
they're not baby boomers either.
I feel they know it, too.
Matthew, do you know it?
We don't want you to say it.
I don't know it.
Don't say it.
I will not say it.
It's a cartoon. That's my biggest
hint. Judy, while we're waiting, why don't you tell you and Casey, tell us a little bit about Colorado and the accessibility for the blind. What's it like out there?
Yeah, what's it like in Colorado?
The weather.
Well, Casey went and took Keats out, and he'll be right back. But I can tell you that there is Colorado seems to be very accessible. When I first moved here, I was given a Colorado Springs like a street guide, mm-hmm. which gives you the names of the streets going in each direction and where the city is divided and all that. Which is kind of cool, especially when you're new and trying to learn your way around, but it's just cool to have. There is a big National Federation, an NFB, National Federation of the Blind presence here. And so that does ensure that, accessibility is advocated for. And yeah, so it's been our experience that it's pretty accessible here. Case, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm impressed. There's a lot of things that are really done well. I mean, one of the interesting things that we found when we first got here was that the IDs are a lot more tactile than they are in Florida.
The state ID, your work ID?
Thing.
The state IDs, uh-huh.
Oh, the state ID is tactile?
Yes.
Wow.
So it's super easy to know, you know, if you have it in the middle of, you know, 6 or 8 other cards. It's
right.
Easy to find it.
That's wonderful. How far are you guys from work? And how do you get there?
About 0.6 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that's...
Roll out of bed.
6 miles, you
said? Yeah.
0.6.
Well, Casey's really, really close to work. He's about, you know, I don't know what, 50 feet or 100 feet away from his desk. but
we'll talk more about that in the second hour because I know Casey's anxious to share all that.
Yeah, but my office, when we go, because we've been working remotely a lot of the time due to the rise in COVID cases and everything. Mm-hmm. But when we do go back, I will be able to. It takes me about 20, 25 minutes to walk to the office. It's great.
Tell everybody where you're working now. You used to be at Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando, so now where are you?
I am. I work for the State of Colorado Department of Vocational Rehabilitation.
Very nice.
In the Blind and Low Vision Services Unit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm going to...
How many people would you say? Did they ever tell you what the population of the blind and visually impaired community is in Colorado Springs area?
Do you know?
I don't know.
No, I wish I...
Yeah, I haven't been here that long.
Ask us next time you come on.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah.
What do you see?
Don't you miss your mother in Miami?
Yeah, but you know what? Even in Orlando, I miss my mother in Miami. It's
That's right.
COVID has definitely changed, I don't know, lots of things, but it was very strange not to see them for the holidays. We definitely didn't want to risk it with the rising cases, especially around November and December. So we haven't seen them since, I haven't seen my parents since September. They did help us move and everything, but we did, I do have some family in Miami that I haven't seen since January of last year.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's
far. You sound like me. I hadn't seen my family since about 3 years now. So I've seen my mother and my aunt yearly because they come down and visit. But like the rest of my family that I haven't seen, it's been quite some time.
Yeah. 3 years, Chris?
Yeah, wow. Because that was about the last time I made it home. My daughter was just in the process of coming into the world.
Wow.
Listen, on the phone line, we got several callers. I got the phone line locked in and loaded.
Goody.
I got
there you go, Dave.
Gary from Winter Park, and I have Robert from Valley Forge. So let's go and talk with our good friend Gary first from Winter Park, Florida. He said he got this. Gary sounded as if he was confident and knowing what he's getting ready to say, but I don't know. I don't think Gary got this.
Gary.
Hey, Judy, and hey, Casey. I've known you guys for many years.
Hey, Gary. Good to hear you.
Yeah, you too. And I'll tell you what, this is one of my favorite shows, The Jetsons with Astro.
You
go. Wow,
oh
you got both of them.
I cannot believe Gary got it.
That is not fair.
I knew you would. You know what's amazing? My street behind me is called Astro.
Oh wow.
You know the name of the dog?
That's
the name of the dog.
Astro's the dog.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And I have
Jeff. Well, he just won himself $10 gift card from the Subway.
All right.
I cannot believe that. Dog won something. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I ain't won nothing in a long time.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Well, that's not, no, that's not fair because when while the Jetsons were out in the military, that's all they watched.
That's right.
So that don't count.
Really?
Yeah, that don't count.
I like the Flintstones.
It was either the Jetsons or Chuck Norris they were watching.
I remember my mother used to like watching the Jetsons.
my wife Brenda just came in and said that she's got.
I have blackmail pictures of one Halloween. Dave even wore the blonde wig as George Jetson.
Brenda, you got a picture of that one?
Nobody knew. The younger crowd, nobody knew who it was.
Yeah.
So we had to make up
we got a call coming in from Philadelphia.
All right, thanks a lot, Gary.
Forge.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gary. All right. We got a call from Valley Forge outside of Philadelphia. Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh. I didn't hit the wrong button. I think I done lost everybody this round. Okay. All right. Give me one moment. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We're going to take this last break. I think we lost everybody on this call. Check it out. We'll be right back to the Blind and Beyond radio show right after these messages.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021. For the 36th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Robert from Valley Forge, what happened to you? I want to talk to you. Robert from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Why'd you hang up?
You didn't win.
Because you didn't win? You still could call and say hello.
Yeah, the phone
was. We still winning. We could wish you a Happy New Year. We haven't spoke to you in a year.
Yep.
He might call back. Yeah, we had some crazy twisting of wires or something, but we are back officially now.
And right now, we're talking to the Matthews in Colorado.
Judy and Casey.
We're talking to Big Dave in Fernwood Park in Florida, outside of Orlando. Mm-hmm. We're talking to the lovely and beautiful Lynn Golder, who happens to be my better half. That's right. And we're talking to Chris Shaw in the Spectrum Studios. That's right. Powered by Spectrum. All our machinery, the computers, are powered by Spectrum. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Yeah, don't tell nobody, though.
Don't tell nobody. Okay.
You okay, Chris?
Anybody else on the line?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to get everything situated. I get everything.
Lines
back.
Are wide open. If you want to call in,
I can't hear Chris. Yeah, he said he's trying to get everything situated.
Okay.
Technology.
I know it's Chris crazy, right? It does that.
Oh, I know.
So I blame the I blame the ghost of technology.
Oh, now, Chris, you said Nigel's still on the line?
Yeah, I still got Nigel on the phone line who wants to get in.
Nigel, you on the line, Nigel? Nigel from South Florida.
I am indeed.
Hi Nigel.
Happy New Year once again to everybody. Yes. Hey, Dave, it's Nigel, KB4F. And once again, please remind me what your call sign is. I know I ask you about every time you're on and I'm on together. What is it again?
It's a secret I'm not allowed to say.
Oh.
No. Bye.
It's W4CI.
W4CI. I mean, I know we're on
WOKV. Yeah, like I'm two-thirds of the CIA.
Oh, yes. There you go. I love it. That'll cement it in my memory cells.
We heard you're interested in the Sunu Band, so you can go to our sponsor page and just click on the button that says Sunu Band, and all the information is there. And the $40 code is Beyond 40, I believe it is.
I understand that, but I was wanting to clear up a discrepancy because I believe Marco said that the URL to the website is sunu.com, whereas you advertise it as sunuband.com. I mean, yes, I can access it via the Blind and Beyond website. I'm still wondering what that is.
It goes to the same landing page.
Okay, got it.
So either way, you can do it. You can go to theirs directly. Either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Also, I know I've missed the window of opportunity, but I was going to ask him in what format the presumably accessible instruction manual is published. Is it on a CD, on an audio CD, or is it a CD-ROM with text files?
I'm not sure.
Does anybody in the studio know? Okay. All right.
We'll have to find that out.
I can write to Marco and ask him. It may be on the website.
We will find that out and address it next week.
Yeah.
That's fine. I missed my window of opportunity. I could have asked him, but oh well.
Actually, it would be interesting to see if even there's a way to, personally, I think it would be cool to be able to look at the manual even ahead of time, you know?
Yeah, well, David, it says the app has a quick guide.
Casey has a comment.
Yeah, there's actually if you do a Google search for a Sunu Band user guide, it'll come up and it's a nice web document. You can go through it by heading.
Oh, good.
That's cool. That'd be very handy, I think.
Good.
Oh, that's cool. That's great.
Well, thank you, Nigel. We're going to go to the top of the hour in about 50 seconds. So we'll say goodnight and thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Nigel.
Do I have time for one more quick question?
Happy New Year, Nigel.
Do I have time for one quick question or no?
No,
we're going to get a break.
Another time. All right, guys.
Okay.
Run a break.
Later.
Run a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.